Ron Newman.
Devin Huff.
Brian Caperton.
Rick Ziegenfuss.
And our audience is
Travis Heyer from HDR.
Ashwarya Watsinkov.
Sheena White, Dan Ken.
Perfect. Okay, first item, the approval of past minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? None. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item two, old business. Anything?
I think we had a proposition that was supposed to be investigated to go forward with some study recommendations.
Yep.
My recollection is that good.
Last time you wanted me to look at number six on the list there, High Road and Powder Road roundabout. So we redid that, got it up as much as I could. There was that change, and I think there was number 7-4 down at the bottom. That was changed to completed. I think that was it. I think there were only two changes there.
Devin, as I recall, you had made this proposal before, and you were trying to get it in the top five. How does this set with you now? That's you.
It's not in the top five, so I don't think MoDOT's going to step up here. But we're going to get the problem, so to speak, handed to them. Well, that developer is moving.
MoDOT looks a lot what we recommend too, so we can continue to keep in mind, looking to you as. How
I just know we're talking to MoDOT.
Priority-wise, how?
If it's in the top five, then they really pay attention to it. But like I said, that developer is moving forward, and they're gonna see it happen whether it's in the top five or not. Yeah.
Well, I would suggest we keep this one on high focus list each meeting to see if conditions have changed or traffic count has changed or anything. That we can get it in that top five that you're talking about.
They acquired additional property to make it make another entryway off of behind Lloyd's and all that.
We look seriously to your judgment because of, you know, all the projects.
Well, I know what the problem is now, and it's just gonna increase big time.
Is it a big safety issue also? How did you rate it with safety?
Well, I mean, all the safety factors are based on numbers that I can get off the website. So if it's a new project like that, you know,
didn't have stats to work with.
So it's new stuff's kind of hard to project. So I mean, all the numbers I can raise without data, I did. But that was kind of the whole point of this matrix, is to not have too much opinion based in. But I think you can make the argument with MoDOT too, that number four there, the Hollister Parkway extension, technically, that's not a MoDOT route, so part of MoDOT stuff is in the top five of MoDOT-type projects for the county. So
those that we would send to MoDOT to focus on, it would be in the top five. We would keep that in mind, but it is actually.
Well, and I was wondering, instead of raising the points on number six, what if we lower the points on number five, and then that'll bump it up? Indra.
Good. Five rates high, because it's such a long corridor, and there's so many stretches across the entire thing, so it kind of gets unfairly ranked high because it is so big.
Right, because that's where we put all the
corridor stuff, all the corridors went way up the list.
Rick, was that a motion?
Well, we need to take a look at it.
We can make a motion that Travis take a look at it for the next meeting, re-propose it.
I think think that can just be staff. He's guiding from the staff.
Let's hope we get some action on it, that's amazing.
I guess the other one, that Rockaway Beach, US 160 intersection, there's been a lot of crashes there. But work's been done there too, so I don't know. Technically, maybe call that one completed. I don't think anybody's real happy, but I don't know.
Drive top to, I talked with ODOT a little bit about that. They consider it to be fixed.
Where?
Their 160, where the whole beach was.
Number three.
So what we're talking about, instead of being able to raise number six, we'll lower one of the top ones and it'll make it go up.
But if memory serves me right, it was going to be upwards around 300 apartment complexes going in there?
No.
Up to 300?
It's a large number, it's a large number.
Yeah, it's a large number. I mean, that's going.
Anyway, it's not right now. And then you put that on.
Right, that's the problem. It's already not good. That's the big thing.
So I think if we all agree that five is the number, we need to do something in that top five to get it up there. And I don't know that it's going to make a heck of a lot of difference on some of these. If they consider number three done, we pull three and that'll move it to number five. So I'm going to make a motion that we consider project number three as completed according to MoDOT, and that should solve the problem.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to move item three, the Rockaway Beach US 160 intersection, from planning and design to completed. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, motion carries.
So you don't have much homework on that one, Travis. That ought to
handle that.
Lower the brain damage.
And add to our completed list. We need completes.
People know the fix that they used made it a much more dangerous.
And I was going to say, and it doesn't matter whether it's done or not. If they say it's done, they're not coming back.
That's it. They said we fixed it. And that's what they did.
Well, just so you guys know, I mean, I moved down the list, but I still have the project sheet for it.
Yeah.
Where if you ever want to bring it back, it's not gone.
Okay, perfect. All right.
And what would you like, while we're on that list, the Bear Creek Bridge, are they considering that the same as the Reno Bridge, or am I confused about something? The Reno Springs Bridge currently is in the works, almost to the point of going to acquire right away. The Bear Creek Bridge, I don't, do you know, Brian, what one they're referring to?
Yeah, they're two different bridges.
Yeah, the Bear Creek, I don't know.
Yeah, that was one of those on the bottom there, those last few you just had me add to the list. I don't actually have a project sheet on. So I don't exactly know what it is. I mean, I can cross it off. It's not something that's actually done.
Well, if it's doesn't need to be there, Devin, you're going to know more than
that. No, it shouldn't need to be there.
All right. So,
one other one, the Round Mountain Base. Here, Mother Nature cooperating, should be chip and sealed within a month or so. And that one, by the next meeting, that one should be able to be completed. Next month we can start applying for our new BRO applications, so it'll be a few months after that before we know, but then hopefully we'll add another one if we get chosen for it. Now they're requiring them to be project ready, right-of-way plans, right-of-way done, bridge plans, everything ready to hit the dirt.
Bear Creek Bridge makes no sense at all. And it says the permit's been filed.
I don't know what.
Unless they're calling the Reno Springs Bridge Bear Creek and then the little bridge on the side.
The curb bridge, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, right there at the Reno Springs Bridge, the little bridge over the branch, they're calling that the Reno. I don't know. Because I assume probably something's going to have to be done with that too.
And I would say East Silver Creek Bridge to put down for planning. Entire site.
Would that be an option for like a BRA?
No. It currently is not the width needed for a BRO, but the new one would be. So then it would be the BRO and we would get the soft match credit at that time. Too narrow, couldn't get it right away at the time. For years it was in probate, finally got through that, got right away, and we put an arch pipe in it, and that could actually go down there. On that list is construction or
what was the name of it though?
Smith Road there in Taneyville. Subdivisions we took in off of JJ Oldwell Stagecoach, where the big homes are. We just recently picked and sealed it, so it's now got a coat on it. And everybody's happy in that area. The Pro-Town Bridge, I've got the contractor trying to schedule for drilling the pilings. We are going to be building it, but the pilings, we don't have a drill that big, 2 foot diameter. Now required to go 15 feet deep for the pilings. So we're contracting that portion out. The beams, all the hardware have been ordered. We don't expect them until around mid-October. And then we'll get in there and put the beams on it. We'll have everything ready for them. Put the beams on it and the pan decking, the concrete pan decking at the same time, same day, while we got a crane there. And then finish up on it to the deck floor. Reno Bridge, like I said, it's almost to the point of right away. I'm trying to get some erosion control thrown in on that BRO downstream where it keeps. We've had a big shot rock in there and
yeah,
it takes it down.
Looks a lot better.
Like it's a golf ball. Whether we do gabion basket or bendway weirs, I don't know which one we'll put. But we need to do something to protect that bank against the